Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. President Biden's attorney announced tonight that Justice Department investigators searched the president's home in Wilmington, Delaware, found six more classified documents. The total number of known classified docs found so far in the past weeks at several locations is now as many as 30. The BBC's Stuart McIntosh.
The personal lawyer of Joe Biden has revealed that six more classified documents have been found in the president's home in Delaware. The search by Justice Department officials took place on Friday without the presence of the president or the first lady. The documents were from Mr. Biden's period as a senator and his tenure as vice president. The White House says it's continuing to cooperate with the investigation by a special counsel appointed earlier this month.
CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum on how this affects the president.
One of the problems for the president is that the Justice Department is discovering classified documents that had been created during Biden's 36 years in the Senate and some from his tenure as vice president. The Presidential Records Act presumes that presidents may be in possession of documents created during their presidency. No such law covers former vice presidents and senators, however.
Not the best timing here, as a high-ranking official in the administration is preparing to leave his job. Correspondent Robert Costa has that.
White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain has signaled to advisors and associates that he will leave his position in the coming months. He has been a longtime confidant of President Biden, a key player on legislation, and a link to progressive Democrats.
More than 100,000 people gathered in Israel to protest Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's new far-right government. CBS's Haley Ott is in Jerusalem.
Israelis have been taking to the streets in their thousands to protest the country's new far-right, ultra-religious government. Some said they were fighting for their futures.
We care about our rights, like women's rights and Palestinian people's rights, homosexuality, everything.
Others fear the Israel they know could become a thing of the past.
The family of 31-year-old Kenan Anderson, who died after repeatedly being tasered by the Los Angeles Police Department, has filed a $50 million wrongful death claim for damages against the city. Police stopped Anderson after a hit-and-run accident. The teacher from Washington, D.C., had been visiting family. Body cam video shows he initially complied, then ran away. Anderson was the cousin of Patrice Cullors, a Black Lives Matter co-founder. The city has 45 days to respond to that lawsuit. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with unbelievable extended end-of-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL. Steel.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Act fast, because for a limited time only, General Steel is extending its end of year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
Today marks 50 years since the landmark Roe v. Wade Supreme Court abortion ruling, which stood for almost 49 and a half years.
In a landmark ruling, the Supreme Court today legalized abortions.
That was CBS Evening News anchor Walter Cronkite announcing the Roe v. Wade court decision 50 years ago today. It stood until June, when the high court overturned the ruling, sending abortion rights decisions back to states. Planned Parenthood's senior director of news content, Kate Smith.
Right now we're seeing abortion severely restricted or completely inaccessible in 18 states.
The court decision has energized anti-abortion rights activists who plan demonstrations at pharmacies next month to protest the sale of abortion pills. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Sports now. The Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles are moving on to the NFL Conference Championships next week after winning their divisional playoff games today. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I never write reviews, but Navaj is so amazing, I had to leave one. Nothing's ever cleared out my sinuses as well. I'm blown away by how Navaj works. That's a review from Carrie, and it's one of over 100,000 online testimonials praising Navaj. I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navaj Nasal Care, and I've talked about flushing out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs, how Navaj's powered suction can help you breathe better, and how your nose is the body's air filter, and Navaj will clean it out. But don't take my word for it. What do people like Chad say, who wrote, Navaj has helped clear out my nasal passages every single night. My wife says my snoring has gone way down. Snorefest be gone, unquote. Navaj is the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million customers to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navaj is available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navaj, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Maxi Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
protection. Will you leave me here for dead? I'm not scared.
Radio, we are local music. Kick it off this Saturday night with two from the Lower Fifth there. That is Hope. All My Beliefs before that. Lower Fifth are playing tonight at the Red Rooster with the Mascot Theory. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy Kay. I'm here with Rocker. Terry Barr will be by here in a bit. This is Max Inc. Radio. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Rocker, good evening to you, sir.
What's happening, Jimmy?
You know, Saturday night.
It's Saturday.
I'm disappointed that I'm missing the NFL playoffs right now, but it doesn't really matter because the Packers are not in
them. Yeah.
You got a team? You rooting for somebody?
Oh, I'm definitely going for the 49ers this year. Mm. Since, you know, the Packers are out of it, 49ers, and of course, in fantasy football, it all plays into it, right? I had Jalen Hurts, and Jalen got hurt at the end of the season there, and I needed a quarterback, and all of them were gone. And all of a sudden, this guy, Brock Purdy, was the starting quarterback, and I thought, you know, he's got a lot of good receivers. Christian McCaffrey, which I also had, I picked him up, and he did pretty good for me. So
that fantasy football stuff drives me nuts, dude. I'm rooting for anybody, anybody out of the AFC, and anybody but the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, then you're rooting for the 49ers, Jimmy.
Yeah, I suppose I have to. But if the Niners go to the Super Bowl, which they have a pretty good chance to, I'm rooting for the other team.
That's yeah, but you got to admit, Brock Purdy is he's a pretty good story. I mean, the last person in the entire draft, and now he's got a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Can you imagine if he won? Can you imagine the quarterback controversy they'll have next year?
Crazy.
Oh, it makes good stuff for the NFL.
It's a good storyline for sure. Rocker, we got a great show for the people tonight, as we do every week here on Max Inc. Radio. What's brewing?
Jimmy's Scott Rippey from Rippeyology. Yes. We're going to be talking crazy weather.
Talk about the weather, dude.
Foul language. Blame it on Kane. Sam and Steve, they're coming in from Milwaukee to play a few songs here in the studio, actually. So it's going to be pretty neat. And that's going to go at just after 7:30.
Yeah.
And then Devil's Lair, we have After August. They're going to be coming in, Greg and Bob, and we're going to be playing tracks off their new album and talking about that. And then Max Inc. Heavy with me, Rocker, 10 p.m. to midnight tonight on Max Inc. Radio.
We are broadcasting basically statewide here on the Civic Media Radio Network, and we have to welcome a brand new station. I'm very excited about this, too. A new audience, 97.9 WGBW up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Titletown, USA, Rocker.
Oh, my gosh, Jimmy.
I'm excited. And you know what? When Oshkosh came on board, I was equally, because there's a huge music scene in that Fox Valley area, from Green Bay's Appleton,
huge.
Oshkosh, down to Fond du Lac.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty crazy.
And all the way to Milwaukee, right? You know, right up the lake, all the way to Green Bay.
Absolutely.
And Green Bay is the third largest city in the state. And so it's pretty cool. We got a new studio going in there up on Washington Avenue, I believe that is, in Green Bay, right on the Fox River, Jimmy. Mm. And it's called the City Deck back there. And I was looking at some flybys on stock images. And it's just an amazing place. Green Bay is really a city that is aspiring to be great. They have a great football team already.
Yes, they do.
But what they're doing down on the City Deck there, I think there's going to be some cool things happening in the future. And, you know, Civic Media is going to be right up there at the heart of it.
I was just going to say, you know, they have a great football team, Green Bay. Now they have a great local music show that supports local independent artists.
That's right.
From around Wisconsin. And if you're listening to the Fox Valley area, please get a hold of us. Hit Rocker or me up on Facebook, Max Inc. Radio up on Facebook. You can send your music to maxincradio@gmail.com. And we'd love to consider your music for on-air playback, get you in for an interview, maybe live in the Devil's Lair. Who knows? The possibilities are endless, Rocker. Okay, Maggie Shea's on the way. Another band that I can't say the real name of, but I almost read it, Rocker. It would have been a disaster. That's why the pause. But we'll do some Cribs Hitter in a little bit here too. Right now, Lucky Vita, his latest one, he's not doing so well. We wish him well. Get well, Lucky. All right. That's hugs to you, man. Mm. This is his last single called Unfaithful. Max Inc. Radio.
Maybe I should apologize for dreaming too much. Maybe I should say sorry for reaching the stars. I only wanted to do something, 'cause you weren't there. I only wanted to feel something, 'cause you weren't there. I never thought I could reach the stars. I never thought any of this would get far. I thought all the things between you and me were going good. I thought all the things between you and me were going good. Boy, then you had to go and do what you did, do what you did, do what you did, do what you did.
Local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's not by much. She barely loves me. I could go off, but do I have enough to hold on? Was I not good to you? Was I unfair to you? I tried the best I could. That one time I said to you, I could not stomach you. I meant my stomach, it felt bad. Don't you think I've heard this before? You always got one foot out the door. Your other foot, it's fiddling around, sweeping dust off the floor. She barely loves me.
Oh, yes, she does.
Well, if she loves me, it's not by much. She barely loves me. I could go off, but do I have enough to hold?
Radio, we are local music. Cribs Hitter there from Going Soft. That's their 2022 album. She Barely Loves Me. I love this band so much. They're playing the Burr Oak on Saturday, January 28th with Free Dirt. That's at the Burr Oak on Saturday the 28th. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Rocker and Jimmy K here. Terry Barr will be here shortly. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in the Madison area: Odana Road, Monona Drive, and Willie Street. You can also shop them online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Get your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. More classified documents are found at President Biden's Delaware home. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
Who knows whether they've gotten everything? It's hard to believe they could cover all the material that has come out of Joe Biden's various federal offices.
Abortion rights proponents gathered in San Francisco to mark the 50th anniversary of the original Roe v. Wade decision. Teacher Maggie Marcinak among them.
In order for the best ideas to come forward, you need to be able to willing to listen to each other. You need to be able to hear your opponents, understand what they're thinking, have empathy and compassion, and come up with ideas together.
Demonstrators in Israel protested Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's new far-right government. CBS's Haley Ott in Jerusalem.
Included in Netanyahu's cabinet, Itamar Ben-Gvir, Israel's new national security minister. He's a radical ultra-nationalist once convicted of supporting a terrorist organization. Now he's in charge of the police.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants. Hillary Clinton and her cohorts orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
Do you know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Still to come tonight, After August, Blame It on Kane later. Scott Rippey from Rippeyology is coming up next. We're going to talk about the weather. Right now, brand new music from Work is Ignition on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Maxi Radio, we are local music. That is Work and Ignition. They have a show coming up on Friday, February 3rd at Lineman's River West Inn in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Rocker's favorite venue in Milwaukee.
Lineman's, Jimmy. Jim Lineman owns Lineman's. They've been around forever.
Say that again.
Lineman's.
Yeah, there you go. Lineman's. Love Work. They were just on the show last week. If you want to hear that archive, you can head to Max Inc. Radio page on the civicmedia.us website. Check out all the archives there. And a special shout out to Casey from Work. What's Casey's last? I forget Casey's last name, but
James.
Casey James, but Seymour. Casey Seymour, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But a special shout out to Casey for giving us a shout out on the Rippyology page in a post referencing to that Scott Rippey is going to join us on Max Inc. Radio tonight. That's pretty fancy stuff right there. On the phone with us right now is Scott Rippey from Rippyology. Scott, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Jimmy. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on tonight. To kind of give a little background here, Rippyology is a page on Facebook followed by 20,000 people, by the way. And you're an amateur...
Today, by the way.
Say that again.
21 as of an hour ago.
21,000?
Yes.
You're killing it, brother. And it's all about weather. And you're an amateur meteorologist. And this page kind of puts a twist, a fun twist, on weather. Talk about the page and how the background or how your inspiration came to make this webpage.
I've been interested in weather my entire life since I was a kid. I think when I was 6 years old, my grandmother gave me a weather book for Christmas, and it just got me like totally fascinated with everything. And then I was the geek, you know, growing up who like watched the Weather Channel for like hours and hours on end every day. And so just on my personal Facebook page, for the longest time, you know, I would like, you know, I would put out weather forecasts and do, what I would call Rippyology 101, you know, like little meteorology lessons and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then a friend of mine, convinced me to start a fan page, 4 years ago, next month, actually. And so I did. And it's grown, and there's, if you don't like swear words and things like that, you probably shouldn't follow Rippyology, but.
Well, that's the fun part about the page. It's kind of tagged as foul weather and accurate AF. And that's the part is cool because you're an amateur meteorologist, you're not a professional. So how do you make your forecast or your prediction so accurate?
Well, I mean, you know, I do the same thing that every other weather forecaster in the world does, right? You know, you're watching the weather models and atmospheric conditions and things like that. But it's all open to some like level of interpretation. And so everybody interprets differently, and being an amateur and being somebody who doesn't, you know, my life and my career does not depend on, you guys know how weather forecasters are, they're like deathly afraid of being wrong. And I don't care if I'm wrong. I just sort of say what I see.
So basically, and, you're saying you're right 40% of 70% of the time. Well, that's what all weathercasters are, right?
Actually, 28%.
He's crunching the numbers.
I'm doing the math here.
There's another radio show here, The Devil's Advocates. They have a strict policy of no math on the radio. Oh yeah, I know. We almost crossed the line there, dude. Hey, Scott, you're an old radio guy too. Tell us about your past FCC violations.
So I never got the letter. I never got the letter from the FCC. I was in radio, fresh out of college. I had intended on doing television out of college. My father was a was a news anchor and news director in Milwaukee. And so I wanted to do television, and I got to college, and I was really excited. I had my first meeting with my advisor, and I said, and he said, "Tell me your dreams. You know, what do you want to be when you grow up?" And I said, "I want to be the next Peter Jennings." And he looked at me with this scrunched up face, and he said, "I think you have a face for radio."
Nothing like the loving words from parents, right?
Oh my God! And I mean, I was crushed, but you know, but as soon as I got out of, you know, as soon as I left Carroll College, I went into radio, and did, you know, copywriting and commercial production, and you know, pulled some weekend air shifts and things like that. And,
yeah. Did you get excited when you?
I seriously was a walking FCC violation, but never got the letter.
Did you get like super excited when it came time to read the forecast on air?
I did. You know, when we were doing, when I was doing overnights at Q106 in Madison, it would, you know, at 3:35. This is 100 years ago, right? The weather would actually print off a printer in a back room. It was, you know, like a wire service, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like and a dot matrix.
Right. And that's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was. And so at like 3:35 in the morning when I'm doing overnight, I'm like, "Oh, the weather's coming. And you could hear it going in the back of the room.
Hilarious. Scott Rippey from Rippeyology here. Rippeyology's on Facebook. It's a weather page, accurate AF forecast, but foul weather. Let's talk about SWAs. This is a common conversation on your page, Scott. let's call them shoddy weather apps for the radio here. Right. What's the deal with the weather apps, and why are you attacking them?
So there are two reasons. Number one, the shoddy, that's really good on your part, by the way, shoddy weather apps. Number one, there are no humans involved in the making of those forecasts. What the weather apps do is they take they combine a number of different weather models together to provide a forecast.
I gotcha.
And what they generally do is, since all those apps are free and they are advertiser supported, and what they really want is, I mean, it's 100% clickbait. So what they will do is, of the models, the weather models that they see, they will pull in the most exaggerated forecast possible, the most extreme forecast possible. So when we had our officially in the city of Madison, when we had 1.7 inches of snow on Thursday, AccuWeather and weather.com were calling for 6 to 10 inches.
Yeah.
And they were pulling in that most exaggerated forecast on purpose, because that creates traffic. They report that traffic to their advertisers.
Yeah.
And they say,
okay, gotcha.
You know, so look at all the people who are clicking through to our really crappy forecast.
Real quick, would you recommend an app? Is there an app out there that you would recommend?
There are two things. Number one, use your local TV station apps. So, in Madison, WKW, WNBC, or WISC, NBC 15, use those first. And then if you want another app that also combines radar and things like that, I'd go to OneWeather.com. OneWeather is a pretty decent app that that does a very good job of aggregating weather models.
So I use WeatherBug. What do you think of WeatherBug?
Delete.
That's an SWA rocker. Get it off your phone now.
Oh, no, I'm infected with SWA.
Hey, we're running a little Yeah, get rid of it. We're running a little low on time here, Scott. Well, let me ask you this. There is a low pressure system building and is getting a little strong, and I think it's going to produce a sequel of the movie Twister. What are your thoughts on this?
Are you talking about the one down south coming up Tuesday?
No, the movie sequel, Twister. Did you watch the original Twister?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What do you think of this week?
84 times.
Yeah, the sequel, obviously, it's not triggering any emotion here, is it?
So this movie coming up, the sequel to Twister, I think is going to be fantastic just because of the special effects. So, yeah, I would, I'm looking forward to that.
There is a storm on the way. I guess a cyclonic cyclone or what is it? A polar vortex. That's what it is, right? Like Wednesday, Thursday this week?
No, not this week. I think, you know, about 10 days ahead, polar vortex, I think, is the, you know, when the North Pole starts to warm and pushes the cold air down south. I think let's watch in about the 10-day area for a real good blast of cold in Wisconsin.
Scott, I love your page, and I encourage everybody to follow it, and I really appreciate your time today. Is Rippyology on Facebook? Are you anywhere else? Do you got any other social channels?
No, hell, I can just manage this one.
especially with all the questions. When's the storm going to hit on my street?
Right, exactly. Yeah. People say, okay, exactly, how many inches am I going to get? Like, oh, well, where are you?
Right, exactly. You know? Do me one favor, please. If any time you see a vortex or a tornado heading toward 3500 University Avenue, Madison, on a Saturday night, give us a heads up, and so we can, you know, hide somewhere.
Go in the basement.
Yeah, go in the basement. We got a basement here. That's right. Scott, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Appreciate you. I'm playing this song for you. This is the Material Boys covering Madonna. Like a Virgin on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Like a Virgin from the Madonna. I love that on Max Inc. Radio. We Are Local Music. Thanks to Scott Rippey for coming in tonight. Really appreciate that. Well, looking forward to the next conversation we have. Coming up next hour, we have a double dip of Jason Vargas and the Apollos to kick off the hour, plus a playment on Kane. They're going to actually play a couple live songs for us. Looking forward to that. And we'll have details about the $1 million advertising campaign that's coming up here that you can get your piece of. Looking forward to that. Right now, brand new music here from Jackson Taylor. He's from Green Bay, and he has a show happening at Narrow Bridge Plate on Thursday, January 26th on Max Inc. Radio.
Girl, you could bet you were on my mind. The way you said my name and jumped in my Chevy, we were ready for a dirt road ride. There was a tailgate dropping and a sunset popping and a few kisses headed your way. Nothing could ever hold a candle to a way you made me feel that day. Now we're sitting watching the sunset, holding hands together, talking about the future, painting a picture together, seeing where we're at, where we want to go, get as clear as we can get, keeping our faith strong in each other. We keep painting pictures. Remember that night, it was me and you, and I told you I think I love you. We lit the fire at the cabin in the woods, took a walk around the lake. That night ended on the front porch kissing as the sun went down. That's what got this whole fire started, and I ain't letting it go. Now we're sitting watching the sunset, holding hands together, talking about the future, painting a picture together, seeing where we're at, where we want to go. Get as clear as we can get, keeping our faith strong in each other. We keep being pictures. Holding hands together, talking about the future, painting a picture together, seeing where we're at, where we want to go, get as clear as we can get, keeping our faith strong in each other, but we keep painting pictures. We'll keep painting pictures. First time we met, girl, you could bet you were on my mind.
faith.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.